Alternative Radio.
Because it's Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man. This is Big Man, and of course, joining me once again, as always, is my brother Cooper. Cooper, how you doing, brother?
Dude, doing good, man. It's good to finally be back.
Yes.
We've had some issues going on. My grandfather passed away at the beginning of this month, and we had his funeral in the middle of the week, which kind of threw everything off. And then we had, you know, then we had Halloween and all that coming around the corner. Just a bunch of craziness going on, but I am glad to be back and glad to be doing our podcast, dude.
Me too. I'm absolutely looking forward to it. And also, if you happen to be on TikTok, check out Crazy Legs. He's got some great content coming out on TikTok, as he will be doing his version of Heath Ledger's Joker.
Dude, this was fun, man. It was something that, you know, I've been wanting to do for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I think I've been talking about it for the past 6 to 8 months. Like, hey, mm-hmm. man, that would be cool to do. And it just finally came to, and I swear, like I told my wife last night, I said, I swear Heath Ledger was in the room, because that was not me. It was different. It's cool to do cosplay, it's cool mm-hmm. to do TikTok, but when you can get it down to a T where it's like, you look at it and you actually see that character,
right.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And it gives you goosebumps, and that for me, that thank you for even bringing that up, dude. I mean, I know we don't talk about our main accounts as far as, you know, our TikToks go.
Yeah.
But thank you, bro.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Because I'm sure we're going to see a lot of great videos coming out from you.
Oh, dude.
Over the next few weeks.
I was in here for like, what was it, like 3 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, actually closer to 4. It was because I finished up work at 5:30 and you were already in here.
So that's
and you came out about 9:30. So you probably did 4, maybe even 5.
You know what we should do?
Hmm.
We have all of our social medias at the end of the podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
We should add both of our main accounts to it.
We could. Our main TikTok accounts.
That would be cool.
Yeah, we could definitely
because
do that
then
at some
people
point.
Could find us wherever, dude. So
yeah, well, I'll just put it out there right now that I am going under the moniker of Wilson Kingpin Fisk, and of course Cooper is Crazy Legs 21. It's Crazy _Legs_21, right?
Yeah, with Crazy with a K.
Crazy with a K. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So. Make sure to check that out because it's going to be some good stuff, and then eventually some of his stuff I will do at. We're going to do a weird Marvel DC crossover.
Yes, so this is going to be fun, dude.
It's going to be cool when we get that. I got some stuff coming to help make me look more like the Kingpin.
And then maybe we could do like a thing where you and I get together and we collab with some videos. And
yeah.
I'll get dressed up as the Joker again. My wife wouldn't mind. I'd probably have to shave.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, let's get into this, bro. I'm happy. Let's do this. We got some wrestling talk for you.
Absolutely. So first up off wrestling talk, Cody Rhodes was dragged into the pitfalls of the fallout between CM Punk, The Elite, and AEW. Rumors had run rampant that issues with The Elite and CM Punk led to Cody Rhodes jumping ship over to WWE. Well, back over to WWE is what I should say, because we already know he was with WWE.
Yeah.
At one point, Rhodes finally spoke upon it as he said that him and CM Punk got along fine, so it was not an issue there, and him and the Elite are still as close as ever. Cody stated he took the opportunity to go after the big one, wanting to become WWE champion, and not long after that was announced on Instagram, the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega had a photo shared with all four of them. Looking back at the building of one of their arena nights, so.
Yeah, man, and not only that, but it was also put out there that he had some sort of beef with with Tony Khan.
Yeah.
So,
didn't really address that directly in that.
Didn't really address it directly, but he's got some sort of beef with him, so.
Yeah, he kind of stayed away from that, but he made it well known that he had the fallout, that everything that eventually led to the fallout, he was not on either side of that when it came to anything. So he got along fine with Punk, and he had no problems with the Elite either. So it wasn't because of anything with them. If it had anything to do with Tony Khan, he didn't mention anything. So that could be something that comes out later. We won't know for sure. But I'm just kind of glad he's kind of put some of it behind him now. Kind of like, you know, it wasn't anything that I had a falling out with anybody. Unless, of course, something comes up later on. We find out it was Tony Khan.
Let's be honest, dude. Mm-hmm. If you get offered this big sum of money to come back, say, hey, we'll push you as one of our main superstars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what could anybody want? You know what I mean? Like,
true.
I'm sorry, but even if Dean Ambrose or, okay, John Moxley stays with the company for a couple years.
At least five if he honors his contract.
But, you know, at the same time, if he gets to the point where, like, I want out of here, I'm done with this crap.
Right.
And WWE comes calling.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Right.
So
I think part of it too is because he wants to do something his dad couldn't even do in WWE, which was be a main champion. As we all know, the Dream, I believe, was only NWA champion, and then I think wasn't he WCW champion?
I believe he was WCW champion. Yeah.
But when he came over to WWE, especially towards the end, when he was, you know, no longer really the American Dream. He was the son of the plumber, and the polka dotted. He made that polka dot thing work out for him. He never reached the upper echelons of WWE's titles.
What really irritates me about Vince McMahon, and I'm going to be honest with this, he does this to everyone that comes from different companies. He doesn't push them the way they should and shouldn't. And I'm sorry, but Dusty Rhodes, he was a badass wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
For a man his size and just his charisma, dude, what he brought to the table was just, it was awe-inspiring.
Right.
And, you know, I think that he should have gotten a better push. And I like the fact that they brought back Cody. But what worries me is his little feud that might happen between him and Triple H when he is finally back from that torn pec.
Yeah.
So,
I think we can honestly say, though, that I feel Triple H will do whatever he feels is best for business. And if he feels that Cody Rhodes being a champion, even if it's a short amount of time, is best for business, then we'll probably see it.
True.
But at the same time, I still think it'd be a fun storyline. The only problem is you can't culminate it in a match with him and Triple H fighting each other in a match because of the fact that Triple H has
can no longer wrestle.
Yeah, can no longer wrestle due to his heart condition and all that stuff. So that's the only thing that I think probably will save the quote-unquote screw job kind of view of that, because it's not like you can really have that culminate in an actual match, which would have made the more fun.
I don't know. You could still have a screw job. I mean watch y'all screw job. Vince McMahon was outside of the ring the whole time calling the shots. So, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but you are right. There's not going to be a match between those two.
Right. I mean, if you really thought about it, at the time, Vince McMahon and, you know, Bret Hart could have actually ended up fighting in a match.
Oh, yeah.
To make it even more what it was. But that was also, too, a real life kind of thing, too. That had some real life indications as well.
Yeah.
That wasn't just a storyline. So, there was some actual drama.
That's one thing that Vince always liked to do, too, was put a little truth to their storyline, so the lines were kind of faded there.
Yeah, he liked to blur the lines and some things he took a little too far. That being one of them.
Yeah.
Relationships between divas and superstars was another. So.
Yeah.
Though we can't call them divas anymore. So women superstars to male superstars. How about that?
Really?
All right. So we use that to be able to go ahead and use that as a segue because, I'm sorry, AEW don't really got a lot of news going on. So till you start getting some news for us to actually talk about, because we're not really just going to run matches all the time. So
yeah, let's be honest, man. If you're a wrestling fan, you're going to watch.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it. You want to get in depth with it. You want to see what's been going on around the world of wrestling. And to be honest, the way we were doing things, it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we're doing now is a lot better. It's a lot more personal.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, so we're going to use that as our segue over to WWE. WWE has reported that another pay-per-view is being scrapped next year and going forward. WWE's Hell in a Cell pay-per-view will certainly be scrapped, and the gimmick match will be used if it fits a storyline rather than a forced gimmick just because it's that time of year. Rumors are also that the Money in the Bank pay-per-view could also see the same fate as they had to move this year's Money in the Bank pay-per-view from Allegiant Stadium into the MGM Grand Garden Arena because they could not sell out the stadium. To put the specialty match back at WrestleMania, doing women's match with the women's version of the Money in the Bank one night and the men's match the other night, since WrestleMania is two nights. So Cooper, let's start with Hell in a Cell, and then we'll make our way to back over to Money in the Bank. So let's go with that one first.
I mean, I think it makes it more prestigious.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the match goes, we've all known that. You know, the first Hell in a Cell was what, Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker?
I believe so, yeah.
And, you know, it's like one of the things, dude, that it has nostalgia to it.
Yeah.
And when you make a big-ass pay-per-view of it every freaking year and your Hell in a Cell matches are pretty much mediocre...
Yeah.
Plus,
then it's only one, maybe two matches of the whole pay-per-view. It's not like every match was a Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah.
See, that was where we were complaining about with Extreme Rules. And they finally changed it, and they made every match at least a stipulation of a version of an Extreme Rules match.
Yeah.
Whereas Extreme Rules in past were starting to get to be, well, one match was really a stipulation-type match, especially the gimmick match, whether it be Extreme or a ladder, or chairs, or a TLC mat, and you're just like, dude.
Yep.
What are we doing? And then they did it this year where they're like, okay, we have one Extreme Rules match, but every other match on the match card is going to be a specialty match. We had a ladders match. I think we had a chairs match. We had a tables match, I believe.
We had some different ones, dude. Donnybrook match.
The Donnybrook. We had the strap match.
Strap match, yeah.
So everything had... something that gave it the sense of extreme. We did have one true extreme match, but everything had an element of extremeness to it, which is fine.
The fight pit was pretty cool, though.
What's that?
Fight pit was pretty cool.
Yeah, the fight pit was really fun. So it was nice. We had the last man standing match, which we know can be done to extreme. You know, so that's the thing. But when you're doing a gimmick match as a whole pay-per-view... but you only get one, if you're lucky, two, because you'll make the women do it, or you'll just have another match and just be in it. It's not really a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. That's not how that goes. that's nothing. You're getting two matches out of the whole night, and everything else, you might get a steel cage if you're lucky. Maybe they might throw in a ladder match, but that's the whole thing is called Hell in a Cell. Now, granted, I just said about Extreme Rules, but like you said, like I mentioned, though, everything can be made too extreme. Yeah. The last man standing match can be extreme because it's basically no rules in an extreme match. And that's basically all those matches were. No rules, but yeah, a special gimmick.
I think what Triple H was trying to do is bring back some nostalgia to it and, you know... really only use this match when you truly need it, dude. When you need a good build-up, when when you've got two guys that are top guys, mm-hmm. it's one of the matches that should be treated as such. It should be treated as something like, oh my God, they're actually going to do a Hell in a Cell?
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're prepared for it, you can do some crazy stuff with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're doing it every year and then the very next month you have another pay-per-view.
Right.
You know, it's not like it used to be where, you know, you could wrestle with injuries.
Yeah.
Nowadays, somebody gets injured and they got to take that time off.
Right.
Well, you can prepare to get hurt
mm-hmm.
for the Hell in a Cell if you actually make it a specialty match.
Right.
So, there you go.
Exactly. And then the other thing with it, too, is, you know, you knew when it was coming, but it's like, I like the little bit of an element of surprise. Like, you know what? We have done this for, we're going on almost 8 weeks of battling each other. It's time to end it. Let's do it inside Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, and it's not because, oh, well, duh, the pay-per-view is coming, so yeah, it makes sense to do it at Hell in a Cell to finally end this. No, it's because the next pay-per-view happens to be SummerSlam. Oh, shit, we're doing Hell in a Cell at SummerSlam. Hell yeah. Or we're culminating our long-running feud because it's WrestleMania.
Yeah, man.
Or the Royal Rumble, whatever.
It makes way more sense to do it at a marquee pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. Or even just to build a pay-per-view that's kind of lacking on, you know, what you want it to be. So you're just going to boost it up to boost, make sure you get enough ratings because this pay-per-view, whatever it's going to be, you know, Backlash. You know what? We couldn't settle it in WrestleMania, so we're going to do it inside Hell in a Cell at Backlash.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of boost it up, whatever. You know, that whatever, to kind of, you know, do it that way. That's great. But the, that's where it just, but when it's like, oh yeah, it's because it's that time of year. It's just dumb.
It's the same way with Money in the Bank, bro. And I think with Money in the Bank, they have overdone that pay-per-view and giving it away to people that you're not even going to push to be a champion. Because I remember back in the day, they used to have the statistics of, if you got the Money in the Bank, there was a very good chance that you were going to become champion.
Yeah.
And nowadays,
you might not even maintain the freaking contract to have a chance to be champion.
Yeah, so it doesn't make no sense to even do it. It should be a solidified contract that you choose between champions. Yeah. And what I don't like is, what I've noticed lately, too, is whoever wins that Money in the Bank usually stays on whatever brand they're, you know, on.
Right.
And it's like, it's just them.
Yeah, it is.
And not only that, now we got one champion, so you really ain't got no choice on who it is you get to pick from. So it's like,
right, for now, yeah. Until that happens, until that gets broken up. But the only thing I could have seen where you would have made sense to maybe you could keep the pay-per-view Money in the Bank where it may have made sense is if you made like a somewhat tournament style of who should be in it and then ended the night. You know, you do the first one. You can either do the men's first and then the women's or the women's first and then the men's ladder matches. Like done it that way, like a tournament style during the night and then you culminate in that last match for each side. And then, you know, those are your last two matches. You know it's going to be the ladder matches.
Yeah.
That's the only way you could have done it. Otherwise, it needs to go back. Because I've actually been a proponent of it probably should go back to WrestleMania. Especially now that WrestleMania is two nights. You don't have to have both of them on the same night. You can have it on separate nights. You can either do whichever one. You can do whichever one. You can flip it back and forth each year. You know, you could do, or you can just do one on Saturday, the one on Sunday. Whatever you want to do it. But then you kind of know, not only are they going to win it, they might cash in later on that night at WrestleMania. And that's usually a great way to go out at WrestleMania. You're like, oh my God, we just watched this great main event. And then all of a sudden you hear the Money in the Bank winner's music hit. And you're like, oh shit, things are about to pick up before we go.
Yeah.
And that's a great way to end WrestleMania.
It usually definitely is, man. And
one of the best moments.
It's either going to piss you off or you're going to love it.
Yeah, it depends on who the Money in the Bank winner is, too. And whoever you were wanting to be champion that night.
Yeah.
So, but it's cool. I mean, because what? I believe one of the last times it was held at WrestleMania, wasn't it Seth Rollins? One of his best moments was cashing in the same night he won it against Roman Reigns after Roman had just beaten Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania?
Yep.
So, I mean, come on, man. That's what we need. It's just exciting.
Definitely, man. It's gonna bring nostalgia back to both these matches. I'm very excited for it. And not only that, but even if they don't put another pay-per-view in that spot, like you and I talked about when we were younger, we didn't get as many pay-per-views as they get now.
No, you were lucky if you got half the year. You got six. So basically, you'd almost get one every other month.
Yeah, and I don't mind if it goes back to that because it builds it up.
Yeah.
It gives you a reason to watch Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah, because you know you're not going to get a pay-per-view for a while. Plus, then that means the title has to be on the line a little bit more often on SmackDown or Raw.
Yeah.
Because you can't always just have the title held from 1 month to 2 months down the road to the next pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You had to put it up. Or shut up, Roman.
Hey, don't be talking about the head of the table like that. Sorry, Roman. He's not oosy enough.
Oh, bite me, Snoopy. You and your oosies. That was a great break, though.
That was, dude.
All right. So, one thing I would like to see return, because I just love the gimmick, because every championship's on the line, bring back Night of Champions.
Oh, yeah, man.
I love that. It's just because you knew you were getting it's a whole friggin' pay-per-view of championships. Come on, baby. Make Roman defend it twice. I don't care.
Right?
Roman, you get two matches. You want to be Universal Heavyweight Champion?
You want to hold both titles. You get two matches.
That's right. You get two now, fool. Let's see how oosy you are, bro.
Between him and the Usos, they'd be tired as hell.
Yeah, because you know they're holding both too. That's also a great way to segue into the Inouye family, as The Rock's daughter made her official debut on NXT as she was revealed as a member of Shizm. Simone Johnson, known as Ava Rain on NXT, has yet to wrestle in NXT, but that will change soon. It's good to see another generation enter this business as she is the first fourth generation superstar in the WWE. Koopa! Your thoughts on The Rock's daughter and her debut on NXT?
That's awesome, dude. I knew she was training down in Orlando, and there's been like little tidbits here about interviews and such about, you know, like her and her dad and things like that. But she doesn't ask for anything from him. She wanted to go in there and prove herself, and the fact that she's with NXT now and a fourth generation superstar, this is really cool, dude. And it gives hope for other generations. I mean, especially in the wrestling family business. Who are we going to see come up next?
Right.
I mean, honestly, dude, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to watch this, and it's exciting because it's like, wow, fourth generation superstar. That's crazy to think about. You know, it's great, you know. His grandfather, Chief Maivia.
Peter Maivia.
Chief Peter Maivia. Then you had Rocky Johnson, of course, who we had the privilege of meeting. Mm-hmm. The Rock himself, and now his daughter. I mean, that's just fantastic to sit there and see four generations. That's crazy. Kind of makes us feel old, though, doesn't it?
The Inouye family just has so many people in the wrestling business that is just... It's crazy, dude. And, you know, the Wild Samoans have their own training facility and things like that. And they're pretty much their own promotion, dude.
I know, right? Just start the UC wrestling promotion.
If you're not with us, you're against us.
How oosy are you for the bloodline?
How oosy are you for the bloodline?
Are you oosy enough for the bloodline?
Yeah. Oh, man.
If you ain't Usyk, you ain't blood. God, that's going to be too much. We're having too much fun with that one. But it's great. I look forward to seeing what she does, and I can't wait for her to eventually make her way up to the main roster and see what she does in the women's division.
It's going to be fun. It's always fun to see new talent, and especially when you know that they are that caliber of a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that that might put a lot of weight on her shoulders, but it also might put a chip on her shoulder, too.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
We'll see what happens.
Absolutely, dude. All right, finally, Matt Cardona has made it recently known that his gimmick of WWE gimmick, Zack Ryder, is officially dead.
Oh,
he died.
How dare you?
Fans have been clamoring for his return since Triple H has taken over creative and a big part of many of the popular returns of late. Cardona did say he is grateful for what the Zack Ryder character did for him, but for all intents and purposes, Ryder is no more. One fan stated that Cardona should come back as Matt Cardona rather than his old gimmick anyway. So, Cooper, your final thoughts tonight on Matt Cardona?
I mean, I get it. You know, he's made a name for himself elsewhere, and he might not want to come back as that character. Plus, you know, when you go from being pushed hella to all of a sudden drop like you're a jobber, it's pretty crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I don't get somebody that's been through as much as he has in life, period, and getting a shot at the Intercontinental title and getting it and then just dropping it like that. You know that wasn't him. That was creative. That was something in the back. That was somebody in the gorilla section saying, hey, we want somebody else. Let's put the title on somebody else. Right. They weren't listening to the fans. They weren't listening to what we wanted. And unfortunately, for a long time, they haven't.
All right.
But I can kind of agree with the fact that if he doesn't want to come back as Zack Ryder, don't come back as Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
Come back as Matt Cardona.
Yeah.
It works.
Well, just come back.
Yeah.
Period. Fans are still going to know who he is.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of stuff outside of WWE as Matt Cardona, you know, and you know, he hits a pop every time.
Oh, yeah.
And I never understood why look, I get it. He's kind of, his character was so odd, you couldn't really have him as a main champion. We talked about this just the other night. But he would have been a great mid-card. He could easily take anybody at mid-card level and just either put them over or make them look really good by, you know, the whole, he just did everything right. And he earned his shots, but yet he was never properly given his shots. And it was so stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, fans were just like, let's bring him in. Come on, do something. And he's one of those guys where you leave him at mid-card champion level. You occasionally throw him in because you want the new face, the new blood, to kind of help the champion move along in a storyline because, you know, a segue into a new one, or he kind of can challenge, you know, because I'm telling you, for as long as Miz was champion, you could have seen how great a short rivalry run with Zack Ryder would have been. Just to kind of, you know, keep it, because there were some very dull, low moments for Miz as main champion. Which is why I still believe he was never truly main top champion, even though he was a great heel. Just because you're a great heel doesn't mean you're a top quality champion either, in my book. But if you wanted to keep the title on him for so as long as you did and not have those lulls, having a face like Zack Ryder really would at least helped out.
Definitely, man.
And then especially when The Miz returned to mid-card champion, which he was a lot more where I thought he should have been the whole time. Him and Ryder back and forth for the Intercontinental title or United States title would have just been
awesome.
They would have stolen pay-per-views all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
It would have been great. But no, you fucked that up. And it's terrible to see that. That went from possibly one of the best rivalries that it will that never happened. That's probably going to be something you could write. You could probably go look at back and go, this probably would have been a great rivalry, and that would be one of those great rivalries that we'll never get to see.
Right, and unfortunately, it's kind of one of the things where it's like we're stuck.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you never know what could have been with it. And, but you're right, dude. They would have stole the show, bro. They would have, I mean, because Zack Ryder, man, I remember he was at his peak when my daughter was just very little.
Mm-hmm.
and I always... And I did this in front of you. I showed you. Look what she does, bro. Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
It was
she
great.
Loved it, dude. It was awesome.
She loved that. She loved the woo. And then she loved the yes movement. She'd be like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Man,
but the woo, woo, woo and woo was her favorites.
And that little chipmunk voice she used to have, it was just so adorable.
It was great.
But, I mean, I've always been a big Zack Ryder fan. I wasn't so much a fan of him when he was with ECW when they first brought him in. But he proved himself as champion over there. And then when he moved to the main roster, I enjoyed his run. But like we said, the one they dropped the title on him and then he got released, it was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And what pisses me off now is all these releases that happen were due to that scandal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, dude, no.
Yeah. I mean, and they just totally ruined it. And, you know, it's a shame, like I said. I mean, that's probably going to been one of the greatest rivalries that never was.
Yep.
You know, and it's sad because, you know, because it got me thinking because even Triple H just recently talked about one of his biggest regrets from wrestling because now basically his career's done. Somebody he never wrestled that he should have. And he said, because their past just never came across like they should have, but Rey Mysterio. Because, God, could you imagine Triple H versus Rey Mysterio?
That would have been a good one, dude.
That would have been a good one. And that possibly could have been one of the elite rivalries if done right, you know? And
yeah, just... I mean, because Triple H is the total bad guy.
Uh-huh.
And Rey Mysterio is a babyface.
The babyface, the ultimate underdog. And that would have just went over
probably
great with fans. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we'll never get to see that because, unfortunately, Triple H, as we know, cannot be medically cleared to wrestle. And it's so sad.
What I'm upset about is, you know, I hope that when Cody comes back, that I know I'm switching gears here, but I hope when he comes back, they actually do what they said they were going to do with him and not just kind of piddle foot around and just, all right. You know.
I think they will. I don't think Triple H is going to screw Cody out of anything. You know, like I said, it would make a fun storyline if they made it out to be like, oh my God, you came here, I'm now in charge, you came under old regime, and now, guess what, bud? What you did sucked, and now you're going to pay for it. Because that would make sense. But
I wish they could just show where he totally took the hammer to the throne type thing, but they probably couldn't get that footage, but it would be cool if, like, Triple H, like, did a little mockery and recreated it, and just made it a big old storyline. That would be awesome, dude.
Right.
But anyways, but yes, Zack Ryder is dead. Matt Cardona, come back to WWE. We want you there. You're a talent that is beyond anything some of these... Even now, some of these guys out here cannot hold his boots, dude.
No.
Honestly.
Couldn't lace up his boots. I mean, and it's not too late, man. We can still get that great rivalry between him and The Miz. Because he's still fan-loved, and everybody hates The Miz. It would just... Oh, that rivalry for... Give me a freaking Intercontinental or a U.S. title belt, baby, and let's go.
Seriously, dude. Like... That would be awesome, man.
It would. I would enjoy that very much. It's not too late. Come on, WWE.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
But man, so that was a good episode, huh?
It was. It was fun, man. It's good to get back and get on that train again, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. So we'll be back again tomorrow. We got some football talk. We had a crazy trade deadline today. Holy crap.
So many things going on. It was nuts.
NFL record of 10 trades by the deadline. And the Rams didn't do jack. Not that I'm totally complaining, because I know we're in that F them picks kind of attitude right now, but at the same time, kind of like some of our picks.
Are you regretting it?
Hey, man, we got a Super Bowl, all right? I'm not regretting nothing. We got a Super Bowl. Yeah. Probably the last one I'll ever watch. So. And it was at home.
I don't know about that. Come on, man.
We got a long way to go before we're back in contention.
That's true, too.
But anyways, and your team made 2 trades, which was pretty interesting. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. Especially since the Ducks were the only ones that did us any favors over the weekend.
All right, we'll talk about all that tomorrow.
Fine, and
tomorrow.
We'll be doing our live tomorrow.
Yes, live tomorrow.
So cannot be sure to tune in, because we'll be talking football on the live. So excited.
Yes, sir.
And then, of course, we'll be back on Thursday with Sports Talk, and we get to talk about, are the Astros already cheating again?
Oh, man, they're not hitting the juice, are they?
No, but they're doing some stuff that's a little shady already, and it's kind of like making people wonder, are they really going to do it again? Are you really that desperate for another World Series?
They're going to cheat again?
Yeah, and some rumors have already kind of came out, and we're going to talk about that. Plus, the Lakers and their slow start, but they did finally win one game! Woo! And we beat the Nuggets. So we beat a good team. So I'm okay with that. It wasn't a crap job team. We didn't beat like Orlando, Houston, who's not playing worth a crap. Orlando's not doing great record-wise, but they are at least fun to watch. I don't know if you've watched an Orlando game yet, but their rookie sensation, Paolo Bonaccero, that dude has done stuff that only LeBron and I think they said Kareem Abdul-Jabbar have ever done as a starting as a rookie.
That's pretty awesome, dude.
So that's some great talent
there. Great talent, man.
So we'll get doing on that on Thursday. So that does it for us today. And as always,
keep on talking sports.
Hey, everyone. This is Big Man.
This is Cooper.
We hope you enjoyed our latest episode, but be sure to check us out on our social medias.
On Facebook at Cooper Big Man.
Our Facebook page, Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man.
On Twitter at Cooper_BigManST.
On Instagram, also at Cooper_BigManST.
At TikTok at sportstalk.cooper.bigman.
Or you can email us at sportstalkwitcooperinbigman. That's sportstalk, W-I-T, Cooper, the letter N, big man, and that's at gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we love you guys for checking us out. Be sure to catch us on our next episode.